KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. Marcy Patton and Paul Fasuliak are with us today on ABQ Connect. Paul's on the phone. Welcome to ABQ Connect. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Paul, can you hear us okay? Paul, do we have you?
Yes, can you hear me?
Ah, we got you. Yeah, absolutely.
And
I know you might be hearing a little echo from us, but you're loud and clear on this end. And I don't know why that happens on our phone system, but it just kind of does. So be patient with us. And I mentioned this to you before the show started. COVID's kind of gotten us all used to phone calls, different things as we spent, you know, about 8-9 months doing everything remotely. So really appreciate you being with us today, Paul, and hope everything's going well. Paul, of course, is the former area director for Johnny and Friends, and Marcy is working as the New Mexico operations manager. We had last month, you guys were our mission New Mexico, and we had Johnny and Friends all over the place. Today we're going to talk about some serious things, and this, Paul, you're going to be conducting a class called Beyond Suffering. Tell us about that class and why it's important for church leaders to attend.
Well, thanks, Jim. You know, Beyond Suffering was actually a curriculum that Johnny and Friends developed with Biola University back in about 2011. The class I'm teaching, rather than being a seminary-level class, this is an introduction to this material, targeting church leaders, pastors, volunteers, family members who want to understand God's word about suffering and disability, the church's responsibility according to Scripture, and then the practical tools and know-how to actually be inclusive to individuals with disabilities. And, you know, sadly, you know, about 15 to 20% of the community are affected by disabilities. But if you look around your churches and you look and see, you're not seeing those families present. And we want to, as a ministry, to be able to address what it looks like and how to get there to be fully inclusive and to follow, you know, what we call the Luke 14 mandate.
Mm. Well, and Paul, we don't know what we don't know because we're not in a wheelchair. We're not blind. We don't have a traumatic brain injury. And so we just don't know how to deal with it. And you're really going to teach us about what we need to have as a perspective.
Oh, yeah. You know, so often I hear pastors and church leaders say, well, you know, that's not the direction that we're going, or we're not equipped to do that, or we don't have anyone. I mean, one church did a survey, you know, of their church and said, well, you know, who's got a disability? Well, you can't survey the people who are showing up. You have to survey the community. and we're not meeting that need. And one of the things is that, well, we don't need another program. And so this is not about starting another program. It's just how do we, as a community, as the church, be open and equipped to share the gospel with people affected by disabilities? And how do we include individuals with disabilities into the body of Christ?
Mm.
And so it's not a program we're saying, but here, let me give you the tools, let me give you the mandate, and we can walk you through that process and carry you to the goal line.
Paul, you said something to us, to Marcy and I, before we started the program. You said it's not just about accessibility, like wheelchair ramps and, you know, convenient ways to access the parking lot and the sanctuary and other kinds of things, but it's also about attitudes and other things.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was out in Peru on a Wheels for the World mission trip, and I gave a message to this church, and they really got to say, we've got to do more. So they built a ramp up to the second floor, which was their entrance, and they thought that would be the answer to allowing them to be inclusive, and no one came. And really, it's we have to go out and bring them in. We as a church body have to be understanding And our attitudes have to change. You know, I often say disability is messy. If we're used to a church service that everyone sits when it's time to sit and stand and talk and sing and no one speaks out of turn, well, disability ministry or people with disabilities don't always fit that mold, you know? And so how do we become understanding and inclusive to everyone so that the body of Christ can be whole and complete?
Yeah, amen. Well, Paul, tell us when the class is going to be offered. It's called Beyond Suffering. How do people sign up and when do you start?
Okay, well, the first, it's a four night, so it's a four session class. We're meeting November, the first meeting is October 20th, and then we're going to skip a week, and then it's the 3rd, 10th, and 17th. It's out in Rio Rancho at Paragon Church, and we'll be meeting from 7 to 8:30. There's a study guide to go with it. We encourage people to work through that study guide ahead of time. It's only 90 minutes time, a small investment, but it's definitely will change people's attitudes, change their vision, and equip them to work with their own church. The best way to sign up, the easiest thing is to call the office at 835-5263, and Marcy or Sandy will be able to help them out as far as signing them up for the class.
That's fantastic. I want to, I have something in my brain as you're talking. I'm thinking that you need to invite some architects from around Albuquerque, because I think they're very conscientious. They want to design something that, you know, gives access to people with disabilities, but they may not have thought through all of the variables and all of the personal challenges that you've just pointed out to us.
Yeah, you know, a number of times, I would say 3-4 times, I have been asked in my years with the ministry by churches to say, hey, we want to help modify the sanctuary. Can you come in, take an eye on it, look at it? What can we do? Sometimes, you know, my wife and I will go to a concert at a host church, and the only place that people with disabilities, the wheelchairs can sit are in the far back. And if you've ever been to a concert, 90% of the time people are standing up and they're clapping and they're worshiping, and the people in the back can't see anything.
Yes.
And so understanding how we can make things more physically accessible, but then how do we really work with the church to understand the different types of disabilities? You know, how do we work with children with autism, which is such a high incidence rate in our population, or the physical challenges of someone who's could be, you know, visually impaired or deaf or physical impairment. So, you know, we are wanting the church to be the church, to be inclusive.
Yeah, amen. Well, Paul, I appreciate you so much joining us on the phone. Paul Fasuliak, he's the former area director for Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Gracious to spend your time with us. And, Paul, we look forward to having you on the show again soon.
Thank you so much, Jim. We appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Marcy, talk to us a little bit about the Family Respite Night coming up at Grace Church.
Yeah. So families, a lot of people don't realize that families need time off. You know, the caregivers need some time off. And sometimes the kids do, too, you know. So Grace Church is doing a respite on Friday, October 15th, and it's from 5:30 to 8:30. And families with disabilities, the parents have the opportunity and the caregivers to drop the children off, including the typical siblings, not just the child with the disability. But you get to drop your kids off, and they get to have a fun evening doing all kinds of activities. They're going to have dinner, and mom and dad can go out and do whatever they'd like to do, have a date night, go home and take a nap if they'd
and
like to.
The people that are going to be at Grace Church are really qualified to take care of these kids.
Yes, they're all trained.
Because that does take some unique skills and maybe even the ability to overcome some fear, and you can't get that without some experience.
Exactly. You know, it's like, well, I'm not sure how to volunteer. I've never done this before. And we actually have a training on the 10th on Sunday at the church at 1 o'clock. And so even if you've never done it before, we'll walk you through it. And actually, it's just spending time with these kids and having fun and all with them. So it's really a great opportunity for the family.
Paul really framed for us just maybe it's not out of selfishness or anything else. It's just that we don't know.
Exactly.
You know, we think calling an architect and saying, okay, make sure we have wheelchair accessibility, we think that we've done our job.
Yeah.
And in some ways we're insensitive because we're not, I guess it's funny, well, it's not funny, it's serious, but it's strange that we don't talk to people in wheelchairs or we don't talk to someone who's blind.
Right.
And maybe we need to talk to that young person. We have a young man here now serving with Battle Drums, our worship team, who has Down syndrome. And maybe we need to make that more public so that, you know, more kids are involved. And even if they're not participating directly in Battle Drums, maybe they would enjoy the worship knowing that they can, that he's doing that.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? I guess we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah. You know, one of the first booklets that we have on our Irresistible Church series is start with hello, you know, saying hi to someone instead of just kind of walking by them and ignoring them and not making eye contact. You know, get down on their level and say, hi, it is so good to see you here, you know, and you will see the most amazing smile come on their face when you do something like that. And, you know, they're just like any of the rest of us. They just want to be treated normally, you know, And regardless of the disability, you know, just taking that time to even make eye contact and wave or, you know, say hello to somebody, you know.
So respite night is which night from 5:30 to 8:30?
Friday, October 15th. Okay. And you can go to gracechurch.abq.org/respite to register. You can give us a call at the office at 835-5263. And we can get you connected. And again, it's for any family with disabilities. Even if the parents have disabilities and you want to drop the children off, if you have a parent that has disability and they want to spend some time together, you know, they can drop the kids off to have fun. And we have a worship room. We have all kinds of fun things.
So let's say a parent has a disability and the kids have been the caregivers.
Right.
Might be fun for the kids to go to Grace Church, have some fun. Mom and dad can go do something
exactly,
together.
Exactly, you know?
Yeah, you don't think about how difficult it is to be a caregiver, and it is a lot of work.
It is.
I've got a couple friends of mine that are taking care of spouses with Alzheimer's, and they are just worn out.
Yep.
I mean, you know, they love their spouse. They've been married 60-plus years. I mean, they're doing everything in the world they can do. I mean, literally, I've got three friends in that position, and the spouse that's not battling dementia is the caregiver primarily, and they're just tired.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get a break.
It's the everyday things of life. You know, you have making meals and shopping and trying to figure out how to do those things and take care of the person you're taking care of, and there's never a break. They're exhausted. They're depressed a lot of times, you know, and just – it's hard going through every day, and just having a few hours to just take a breather is really, really important.
So respite night is Friday evening, 5:30 to 8:30, Grace Church on October 15th. But you have a training, and you do a lot with volunteers. How do people volunteer?
You can give us a call at the office if you'd love to volunteer. We could use some more volunteers. We are having a training on Sunday afternoon, October 10th, coming up at 1 o'clock at Grace Church for just a couple of hours. And it just gives you an idea of, you know, disability etiquette, and really show you what the night's going to be like. So you feel really comfortable.
This may be a strange question, but how do you pick somebody up or help them move? I'd like to know how to do that without hurting them.
Right.
And by the way, I probably should qualify this. I think sometimes when I see somebody that has a disability, I think they're like a China doll and they're going to break, and they're not.
No.
They're tough.
No,
They probably are way tougher than anybody else because they've had to endure their disability.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it gives the typical siblings opportunity to play with some other typical siblings and not have to take care of their sibling as well, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Marcy Patton is in studio with us. Marcy has been with Johnny and Friends and is working hard, had some setbacks herself with some challenges, but doing great now, and I'm glad to have you here in the studio. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Warrior Getaway coming up in November, and then they have a special fundraiser coming up with our friend of this ministry. He's a friend of every ministry that I know of because he's got a great heart, Fernando Ortega. He is an amazing musician, has an amazing heart for worship, and songs that he's written, and he's going to be performing on December 3rd as a fundraiser for Johnny and Friends. We'll come back and talk more about that right after these messages. Stay with us.
Here's John Chitwood with an automotive analogy.
Wouldn't you agree that most people have never even read the small owner's manual that's found in the glove box of all their vehicles? That is because they think they know it already and will only open and read it in a time of an emergency. Sound familiar? There is an owner's manual that you do need to read and memorize. It's God's written word, the Bible. God is the creator and the designer, and in the Bible you will find God's design and purpose for your life and how he made a way of salvation for you and me, that we may have eternal life with him through his son Jesus Christ. Let us remember what David said in Psalm 119, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you."
An automotive analogy with John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300, or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT.
The largest investment for a family is their home. For decades, Carlos Griego and the team at Bosque Home Services has been taking care of houses. Now, here is Carlos talking with Jim Williams about some of the most common issues homeowners need to know about.
Carlos, tell us some of the common misconceptions between what maintenance is required on a refrigerated air system versus maybe a swamp cooling system.
A really common misconception with refrigerated air is that you only need to have it maintained every 3 to 4 years. Refrigerated air should be maintained every year. There's a lot of different things that can go wrong with that could be prevented, because 90% of our repairs are lack of maintenance. It's deferred maintenance. It's dirty coils.
Bosque Home Services, online at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com or 444-7200. That's HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com or 444-7200.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700, or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. The New Mexico Operations Manager for Johnny and Friends New Mexico, Marcy Patton, in studio with me. Earlier we talked with Paul Fasuliak. Summarize what Paul said, because he's got the Beyond Suffering class, and I didn't know what that was, but once he described it, it's an opportunity for church leaders, pastors, elders, architects,
family members
to learn about how you really need to be sensitive to what the Bible says about living with a disability and how we can serve that community better.
Yeah, I took the class right before I started with Paul, and it was absolutely amazing to learn what the Bible says about disabilities and how much Jesus ministered to those with disabilities and reached out. I mean, he used people with disabilities even in his miracles, and it's amazing to be able to learn, you know, what the Bible says about it, and being able to go out, like he mentioned, the mandate to go out and actually minister to them. Don't wait for them to come to you. We're supposed to be going to them. And I think that is so important, and the one thing that we're lacking. And this intro class is just fabulous for just helping you to understand what disability ministry really is. It's not just another program in church.
You have another special ministry, and it's a getaway, a warrior getaway, where you're taking veterans that have been disabled through their service or any other reason, and you're bringing them to a camp situation and having some fun, but for the entire family.
Yes. Our warrior getaway was actually rescheduled for November. We've talked about it before on the air, and we rescheduled it. So if you've heard about it before, we're actually going to be doing it November 12th through the 15th at Lone Tree Ranch down in Ruidoso, near Ruidoso in Capitan. And it is an amazing opportunity for warriors that have dealt with combat trauma, deals with PTSD, a lot of different things that have happened during their service, regardless of the conflict they've been in, you know, whether it's Vietnam or Afghanistan.
So this could have been an injury they sustained back in in Vietnam, which is years and years ago. But you want to invite them to the
camp. I mean, those veterans and our warriors are still dealing with PTSD. You know, back then they called it shell shock and other things, and they're just really starting to understand more. And so, yeah, it's open to any veteran, regardless of the conflict you served in. And, you know, it's an opportunity, especially with everything that's happened in Afghanistan recently. It's really affected a lot of our veterans and warriors that have served in Afghanistan and really struggling with the, everything that's going on. And, you know, it's like, well, what was it for? And just a lot of questions and a lot of disappointment that's happening. And I think it's thrown up a lot of other memories too. So, you know, we want an opportunity to give them a respite, to get away, have a retreat with their family, be able to have a small group discussion on, learn about PTS growth and how to overcome some of the things you're dealing with.
So you're going to be encouraged with some practical things. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a lot of fun, but you're also going to be giving your families a respite.
Yes.
Because you're going to have some professional people at the camp and volunteers and others that are going to be serving there at the camp. And you provide this to the warriors and their families at no charge.
At no charge. It's absolutely free to our warriors and their families. And even if you're a single warrior, that's absolutely fine too. You don't have to have a family. We'll be your family, you know, come on out. And, you know, the military, we are family. And so it's an opportunity for them to just spend some downtime together, you know, away from the world.
Call you at 835-5263 if they're interested in attending. Here's something I want to appeal to our listeners about, though. Obviously, for you to put up a family, feed the family, house the family, care for the family, and love the family actually costs the ministry something, but you're providing it to the family for free.
Yes.
Our listeners can come alongside and support Johnny and friends or even sponsor that family. How do they do that?
They can give us a call again at 835-5263. You can talk to me or Sandy, and we would be happy to talk about the needs that we have and how you can get involved financially or even as a volunteer. It costs approximately $400 a person to do this retreat. So, you know, there is a need, and, you know, we rely on the generosity and all of others.
If you're listening right now and you know of a warrior that has been injured, if you know of a warrior that could use a respite and some fun at camp, can you nominate them? Can they call you and say, I want Marcy, call this family?
Yes,
and
definitely.
They can call you and get you to reach out. And again, that family can go to the Warrior Getaway for free.
Yes. I've had family members call and say, hey, my cousin just got back from Afghanistan, or, you know, my son could really use this. And it's like, yes, please. Anyone that has served in our military, you know, that is interested in this getaway, please give me a call. We're even looking for battle buddies to be there. Even if you haven't, or you have gone through a conflict where there was combat, you have an opportunity to be able to share with others, especially if you've had PTS growth. And it's not something you completely get over, but you grow. You grow on how to deal with it in other ways, you know. And you've got the moral injury that's there as well that a lot of people are dealing with. And, you know, we all know the best solution for something like that is Jesus. Mm. And so presenting the gospel and being able to give them another opportunity rather than just a lot of psychology, being able to give them, you know, another answer to the situations they're dealing with.
You know, I've been sharing with people, we have a new music program, and there's a here on the show on KLYT, it's called Tracks of Light. It's at 8 o'clock on Saturday nights, and then an encore performance at 6. And we're talking about the music of the Jesus movement.
Mm.
And then there's a movie that just came out called Jesus Music. It's really cool. But now I want to talk about a gentleman named Fernando Ortega, who is a local musician, Dove Award winner, a winner, amazing Christian artist, has kind of specialized, if I can say that, in tunes that are worshipful and amazing. And he's such he has a rich vocal, and his piano is so amazing. He'll just bless you. And you have him coming in concert December 3rd to help you raise money for the ministry.
We do. He's going to be performing over at Faith Lutheran Church on Spain and at 7 o'clock on December 3rd. It's an intimate concert. It's just him and a cellist that'll be playing. And so we're really looking forward to him coming out. It's a benefit concert for Johnny and Friends and our Wheels for the World program. And so we're excited to have Fernando. He and Johnny are really good friends. And so we're super excited to have him come out and support us.
Well, he's been Fernando has a storied history here. I mean, for mm-hmm. a long time, he was a music teacher at Hope Christian School. He's from New Mexico. Fernando just has a gentle heart, and he's really blessed a lot of ministries. And this time he's blessing Johnny and Friends and buying tickets.
Yes.
Helps the ministry. How do they buy tickets?
You can purchase tickets at our website at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. You can give me a call at the office again at 835-5263, and we can set you up with the link to do that. Tickets are only $25 a person for general seating. There is limited seating, so please get your tickets early. And we have a VIP ticket where you can actually meet Fernando after the concert, have a dessert reception, and there's special seating. And those are $100. And we were talking about coming back next month, and I may have two tickets we can give away.
Well, and you're going to be here on the show on the 16th, and you're going to give away the 17th. Okay. I'm not looking at the schedule. So, yeah, if I go by memory, it's a bad thing. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it now. So it's November 17th. Johnny and Friends will be here. Marcy will be here on the show, and she's going to give away two VIP tickets. Hey, now, look, buy some tickets. You can still call in and win the tickets, and then you can give away the ones that you bought, right?
Yes.
And so don't wait.
You can get group tickets for 10 or more. Group tickets are only $20 a piece. So if you want to get a whole group together, and just give me a call at the office, and I can help you with those as well. And we can do group tickets.
Give us the website one more time and your phone number.
It is Johnny, J-O-N-I, and friends.org /new-Mexico, and the phone number is 835-5263.
Marcy, thanks for joining us today on ABQ Connect. We appreciate you very much and all the hard work, and I know you're blessing a lot of people with what you're doing.
Yes, and we love your listeners. They bless us as well, so thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Marcy. We're going to be right back with Holly Slade, Feed New Mexico Kids. Stay with us. We'll be right back.